Chapter 57. The funicular doors opened at the bottom of Pechin Hill, and Langdon stepped off and found himself at Uyest Station, an unexpectedly bustling interchange for taxis, buses, and trolleys. Eager to put as much distance as possible between himself and Lieutenant Pavel, Langdon surveyed his options. His last two taxi rides had ended badly, and he decided it was safest to take a tram and lose himself in the crowd. Tram number 22 was the only one with a line of people waiting to board, and according to the placard over its windshield, it went toward Prague Center. Toward the Clementinum. Langdon wanted very much to believe that Catherine's message was an encoded plea to meet her at the Devil's Bible, and yet he realized there was a small problem. She had sent her email more than 2 hours ago, long before the museum opened. The standard opening time for Prague museums was 10 a.m., which was still a few minutes from now. Could she have been waiting outside all this time? Despite being plagued by uncertainty, Langdon boarded tram number 22 and headed for the museum that housed the Devil's Bible. As he crossed the river, he hoped to find what he was looking for, as he had done many times in his life, with the help of an ancient book. By the time Lieutenant Pavel made it back up to his sedan at the base of Pechin Tower, his head was throbbing so deeply that his vision was blurring. He slid in behind the wheel, closed his eyes, and pondered his next course of action. He sensed he needed a hospital, but his pursuit of Langdon was urgent, and he was unwilling to give up on it, or on his captain. Despite the professor's reputation as a mild-mannered academic, he was turning out to be a dangerous and highly resourceful criminal. Even so, there was a limit to how far he could run. The American was out in the wild, and tips from Pavel's blue alert would keep flowing directly to the captain's phone in his pocket. Unfortunately, it would not take long for others, Uzi, the U.S. Embassy, the local police, to discover Langdon was a wanted man. They would all soon be involved, and those organizations would treat Langdon more gently than he deserved. Pavel knew his window for retribution was closing quickly, and there was only one way he could fully honor his captain's memory. Find Langdon before anyone gets to him first. The conductor of Prague Tram number 22 had witnessed many oddities in her career. Normally, she would not have glanced twice at a foolhardy tourist wearing only loafers and a sweater in midwinter. This man, however, had just exited the tram and crossed directly in front of her window. She noticed his handsome face, and there was no doubt in her mind. This was the same face that had been broadcast to her phone as a blue alert less than an hour ago.